And it is just after 4 p.m. You're tuned to KDNK on a Thursday, which means it's time again for Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host this week, Raleigh Burley. And joining me here in studio so graciously on a Thanksgiving afternoon is the one and only Stephen Shapiro. Stephen, how you doing?
Raleigh, so good to be here. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have you already eaten or not yet?
I have prepared some food. I have not eaten. Great. That is for right after.
What is your Thanksgiving favorite?
It's always some level of stuffing.
Yeah, I'm also a big fan of the stuffing.
My daughter Vivian is so into cranberries that I get blown away just watching her eat them.
And I gotta say, the leftovers are a big highlight as well. Love to have some turkey sandwiches with that cranberry sauce and whatever else the next day as well.
Morning pumpkin pie is high on my list.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, I'm already looking forward to that.
Well, we're probably making the listeners hungry if they haven't eaten already, like ourselves. And today's topic kind of relates to Thanksgiving in the way of conversations that could happen around the dinner table among family members who maybe don't see each other so often that might veer into some tricky territory. So Mountain Perspectives is an online community hub that is intended to generate conversation that's constructive among our community members, centered around Carbondale, the Roaring Fork, Colorado River Valleys. Tell us first a little bit about, we'll get into how it does this, but tell us your reasons for creating this platform.
Sure. You know, I've been lucky enough to kind of just pursue passions and try to make the world a better place in my limited skill set. And so I've lived and breathed EdTech, education technology, since I was in graduate school, where I started, where I guess my thesis was titled What I Wish I Had as a Student. That started School Fusion, and then I now run School Blocks, which is a company here in Carbondale under the umbrella of Sopris Apps. And at School Blocks, we kind of watched schools use social media to get their words out, and felt saddened by such behavior due to the fact that they're feeding a beast. They're feeding the thing that takes their kids' attention, polarizes parental bodies, and all sorts of scary things like teenage suicide rates. And they're allowing that profiteering entity into their community. And we felt at School Blocks that we wanted to pursue some level of change that behavior amongst our clients. And so we started School Feed, which was a K-12 safe social media platform. And we like it so much that we approached you, Raleigh, at the Sopris Sun and said, can we possibly launch something like this for our community? And that's where you come in. What did you say?
Well, we are always excited to experiment at the Sopris Sun, especially when it's toward strengthening our community, the people we serve. And the Sopris Sun website, as it exists, doesn't have comment sections. We've kind of seen where that can go. I mean, the Post Independent took comments off of their website, but maybe you've seen the Facebook page for the Post Independent, and
yeah,
tends to bring out kind of the worst of the worst and polarization. But this platform, because of how it's built, really intentionally toward constructive conversation versus just trying to get eyeballs and reactions, seemed like a good fit for our newspaper. We're always talking on our editorial team about how we build bridges rather than burn bridges. Every so often there'll be a letter to the editor or a particular story pitched to us, and we run it through that question: will this strengthen our community, or is this just going to create bad feelings and division among people? And so we try our darnest. We don't always get it right, but we try to be a bridge.
Yeah. And so it's a dream partner for me in launching. The underlying product name is Clever Feed, but through this Oprah Sun. It's called Mountain Perspectives. And I'm so honored and thrilled to be able to work with Oprah Sun in launching this, because I get to work with you and other fantastic people at the Sun and share a common goal, which is strengthening community and providing a platform that allows people to connect and productive conversations to happen. Amazing that that doesn't exist today. Mm-hmm. It's incredible that Facebook somehow gave it and took it away as mm-hmm. well, because it's so hard to gain people's attention. So it's so hard for things like this to launch.
Right.
Because of Facebook, and Facebook offers a little bit of it, but in the end, if you engage in Facebook, it doesn't feel safe, it doesn't feel productive, and in the end, makes a community that's more polarized. So we don't have it right now, and that's the goal here, is to bring it together through Mountain Perspectives.
So tell our listeners a little bit about how Mountain Perspectives or Clever Feed goes about creating conversation that's not so divisive.
Yeah, there's a lot that Mountain Perspectives does. There is, you know, two giant categories of meaningful dialogue. There's incentivizing behavior or conversation or comments that add to the conversation. And on the flip side, there's limiting toxicity. You know, right now out there, you'll find plenty of tool sets that limit toxicity. Some do a good job, some do a horrendous job. But there's almost no tool sets that kind of rewards behavior that causes deeper connection. Yet there's incredible research in this category. The New York Times worked with Google for a long time, reviewing all of their past conversations and comments online, and identified six qualities in a comment that causes deeper engagement amongst others in the community. And then they categorized these, you know, hundreds of thousands of comments into these six categories when they could find them, and trained an AI. And then we were invited to join Google's toolset here called Perspective API. And so Oprah Sun is part of this collaboration and using this past intelligence to identify comments that cause more meaningful engagement. Mm-hmm. And then we did the exact same using those six qualities, enabled users to also identify those qualities so that we kind of have two points of reference, the AI plus real users. And when we think about users and their past contributions, we learn to trust them to different degrees. And so as you come across someone who is highly trusted and they feel a comment has a quality or lacks quality, we listen louder. And over time, you end up with what we would term a meritocracy, which is the quality and value you are giving to a conversation is equitable to the size of your voice. And so that meritocracy in the end is part of the reward system that exists, including badges and flags and awards, all sorts of different tool sets inside of Mountain Perspectives that kind of highlights and rewards in the end the behavior that causes more meaningful engagement. Mm-hmm. Toxicity detection is also there, but that's the reward side.
Well, there's also, I think, this unique approach where users, their identities are masked by alias that exist per conversation that don't carry over. So I might be, you know, the hungry orangutan on one thread, but then I'm going to be the slippery snake on another.
Yeah.
And these are names given... typically animals or all animals.
Color plus animal, usually.
Okay.
Yeah, so should I keep going there,
Ollie? Yeah. Describe how this works.
Yeah, you know, in the end, the avatars were mostly removed from the internet because it caused people to act so toxic towards each other because they could hide behind their fake names. But because of the level of toxicity detection we have, we're able to bring back avatars and highlight their value. Because in the end, people aren't able to engage freely and safely if their opinions are contradictory. But that's a pretty important opinion. A good conversation has contradictory opinions. And so this offers truth. This offers people's real opinions because they don't have to worry so much about what others will think of them because, yes, they are behind their avatar. And their avatar changes on a per-conversation basis because we learned the hard way at schools that kids pretty quickly knew who was the green elephant and who was the red squirrel. And that by giving a unique avatar per conversation, no one can keep track of that. And so in the end, true anonymity does exist and allows people to be more honest.
And so Soprasun is the launching partner, and you will see on the website, it's really easy to find visiting soprasun.com. There are several places you can click to check out Mountain Perspectives. On the homepage of Mountain Perspectives, a lot of Soprasun content. However, off to the side, you can see other organizations participating. And the idea is over time, those organizations will be contributing in bigger ways as well, populating that homepage, having their own topics of discussion. After our article came out, we heard from Age Friendly Carbondale interested in participating. And there is a process for vetting organizations that join with their own page. But tell us your vision for how this will function when there are more players involved.
Sure. And this is an early launch. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of key features still coming. So we're really excited to have what we would call an MVP, a minimal viable product, so that we can learn from real users and test the vision. But a community is made up of organizations that often lead. Our community in Carbondale is so amazing with all of our nonprofits that are so fantastic. And beyond that, government organizations and businesses, too, alike, are incredible contributors. And so any one of them can have a place in Mountain Perspectives, and we hope they join. When they do so, they do. They get a page inside of the directory, and inside of that page, they're hosting their own topics. Some of those topics might show up on the front page of Mountain Perspectives, but at the very least, they're on their own page, where they're not only hosting their own conversations, but also providing their own calendar of events in order to create a community hub. This leverages a lot of the tools we use for schools, where every entity can have their own calendar, and those calendars can be merged at a user's discretion on what they want to merge or at a community level for all calendars. So an organization can have a listing and host their conversations, contribute their events. The idea behind this is currently they pretty much no organization can truly engage their community outside of their events and their moments face-to-face because Facebook does such a poor job. This allows them to engage and in so doing receive community intelligence. They can get an idea of sentiment reports and enthusiasm reports to understand the positive and negativity that exists around the topic of their choice or the questions they want to ask their community. They can get a report on enthusiasm, engagement. And that allows them to understand their community like they never had a chance to do so before. So not only is it by an organization participating, helping Carbondale engage in more meaningful ways in combating the toxicity of Facebook and the other social networks, so they're making Carbondale a better place, but I think they're getting a lot in return by having this listing and by participating in this community. They're hopefully seeing a ton of benefits. And yeah, right from Mountain Perspectives, they'll find a area called something like the community directory. I'm forgetting what the name is right now. And from there, there's a big link that says list your organization. And you go through that process, and pretty soon you'll be vetted and spun up with your own listing and trained and supported on how to take advantage of that listing. Simple as that.
For listeners just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun, and today we're speaking with Stephen Shapiro, Carbondale local, founder of Sopris Apps, and we're talking about Mountain Perspectives, which had its official launch just a few weeks ago, in partnership with the Soprus Sun. You can find links on the Soprus Sun website, soprussun.com. Stephen, what more would you tell us about Mountain Perspectives and the features that you value?
Sure. You know, I think that it's not immediately obvious all the ways that a community member, a citizen of Carbondale, could participate. You know, obviously you jump into Mountain Perspectives and you can view an article in any language, etc. But at the bottom is where you can participate, but you cannot just read the community comments. You actually have to offer your own. Because of the potential of the community comments swaying your true opinion to the article or the topic currently offered by the Soprus Sun, but potentially other future organizations, we require the opinion to be offered, and then the rest of the community's opinions are viewable by that user. Hmm. And then there's more than just offering a thoughtful opinion to any topic that they are currently browsing. There is responding to others and flagging others. You can mark other comments not just with a thumbs up. You can mark comments funny. You can mark them thoughtful. You can mark them, I don't know, there's like these six qualities. And so when you are marking those and others are marking the same, we learn to trust you. However, marking different is not necessarily a negative. We just realize you're an honest actor. And so over time, if you respond to others, and we even detect if your response has caused sentiment change in others, we realize you're an influencer. So there's a lot of intelligence that goes in there, but it's all offered in hybrid form, where AI is analyzing these comments using that perspective API from Google, but at the same time, we are learning about how others respond. And so if you respond to someone with positive sentiment and you are trusted, that reflects not only on yourself and the fact that you wrote positively, but it reflects on the person you're responding to. And all of these little note pieces are human pieces that in the end relate to a person's merit or merit score that then is reflected in this meritocracy. So in the end, if a user actually jumps in there, you know, and wants to offer their opinion, the whole kind of world opens. But it starts with jumping in there, scrolling to the bottom of any of the topics, entering their opinion, responding to others, and then everything starts to, if you will, take shape, and you'll start to feel the difference between this and anything else they've ever engaged in.
Hmm. And what is your ultimate dream for this platform?
Well, gosh, I don't know if we could say this on the radio, but my dad likes to call it mental masturbation. But, you know, what is it? What is the ultimate dream? It's to make a difference. You know, I love Carbondale and I'm here and this place means more to me than any other place. But, you know, I think about this in every town in America and I pine for it to be possible. It's extremely hard to get people's attention and to engage them. I don't know exactly if that is, you know, even possible. But, you know, the idea here is we start in Carbondale, we learn a lot, we build the features necessary to feel confident, and then we, using the name Mountain Perspectives, start to create online properties, if you will, or online communities for every town in the mountains. And so whether it's Aspen, Glenwood Springs, Paonia, we're talking about every town having their own hub, their own organizations contributing to it, and their own citizens offering their own opinions and having their own meritocracy within that setting so that they can engage on the topics they care about most. If that ever happened, I just, you know, I think the hair on my arm just raised just saying it. Like, it's just such a dream for me. And, it, you know, if I could have a tiny bit of contribution to making this world a better place, it feels like that. It feels like people engaging meaningful from both sides of the aisle. You know, I've had a blast serving schools. So I've really been quite lucky trying to help schools make their communities a better place. And I love teachers and I try to support them wherever possible. And understaffed, undermanned. It's a wonderful endeavor. I've never really dabbled outside of it since my college thesis. So this is my first attempt, and it is it's a true fantasy for me if it were to take shape and people found value in it.
Mm-hmm. And as mentioned, this is early in the release, so our community has the opportunity to really influence how it takes shape. There is a feedback form on the Mountain Perspectives website where people can weigh in on features that might be missing, or if they have ideas or critiques. Steven's team is eager to hear from people about what would improve the platform and for people to engage with it. So I actually didn't know until just now that you have to comment in order to see the other comments. So looking forward to making a few more comments so that I can open up those conversations.
Yeah, yeah, there's things I'm learning about still myself. Everyone on our team at Sopris Apps is always contributing their thoughts and their ideas. It's really quite fun to invent something, of course, but to invent something with this kind of goal of deeper and more meaningful engagement. Yeah, there's a lot of ideas. And obviously getting the right ones to surface and choosing what to develop first and based on the limited resources we have in our company is quite the undertaking and quite the challenge. But there is a link on the homepage of Mountain Perspectives called See How It Works. There's a 45-second movie, and then there's a link right under there to offer your feedback. We would love it. You know, there's definitely a lot of key pieces coming. The two coming first is a conversational score, a really cool dial that goes up and down based on all the contributions and analyzes the entire conversation, looking for these six qualities. And the extent to which it finds them, it then assigns this conversational score. And so it's a estimate by that offers someone the amount of intelligence into the conversation that shows that it's a meaningful and good and productive conversation happening. Mm. And then there's more flags that you can kind of drill into it to see why. But that conversational score won't actually appear until there's enough comments to analyze. And so it does have this kind of threshold challenge. And so if anyone listening out there really wants to see this take shape, to see our community have a hub that is meaningful and engaging and safe, they can do their part, which is to comment, to go there and read an article and give their thoughts. By doing so, you are contributing to hopefully making Carbonell a better place to live.
Thanks so much. We are just a few minutes from the end of our show. So any final thoughts about Mountain Perspectives? And I'd love to hear what you're grateful for this Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, I'm grateful to be sitting here with you, Raleigh. I'm grateful for my family. My wife and beautiful kids are absolutely my center of my world and my joy. And I'm thankful for their health and my family's health. Thankful to live in Carbondale, have this mild winter, although I'm scared of it. It is enjoyable sometimes. And grateful for the Sopris sun in our town. That's a true joy. And Katie and Kay, gosh, I could keep going, but I'll stop there. Lots of gratitude here.
Well, we're thankful for you, Stephen. Thank you.
Thanks, Raleigh.
And a shout out to Vivian Shapiro, who has an article in the Sopris Stars this week as well. So our listeners and our readers can catch the second issue of the Sopris Stars, a new youth newspaper that's coming out once a month in the center of this week's newspaper. Any final thoughts you want to send us off with, Stephen?
I think you covered it, sir. Thank you again. Thanks to everybody out there. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hope you also have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy filling your belly with some delicious food.
Follow me.
Thanks for tuning in to Katie and Kay. Happy Thanksgiving. Catch you next week. Stay tuned for Regional Roundup.